Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Donovan Mitchell, 14 fourth quarter points. Darius Garland started the game with 17 first quarter points. Evan Mobley, here's a couple blocks for you. Marcus Morris, the Marcus Morris game, as it'll be known, to talk about the Cavs. This series, their playoff hopes, and a little smattering of LeBron. We're going to head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome in CBS Sports NBA Insider. He's also the host of Writer Than You from 10 a.m. to noon weekdays on Infinity Sports Network, CBS Sports HQ, Beyond the Arc podcast. The man's a multi-hyphen, and he joins us now. Bill Ryder, what's up, buddy?
Nick, Dustin, what's up, boys? I flinch every time someone says the name of that radio show. I promise. I swear to God I didn't come up with Writer Than You. But I'm glad I have it. What's up? How we doing?
What's going on, man?
You know, I've realized that no one's ever happy with their show name. Because it's just, like, there are very few show names out there that are like, oh, that's a great name. It's mostly just so on the nose you kind of want to vomit a little bit.
Yeah, the Bill Ryder Show would have been fine, but what do I know?
Well, you know, I will occasionally host on the Infinity Sports Network on the weekend, and I threw out, like, what names we should do for the weekend show, and I've been on there for a half year, and people are like, well, what about the Nick Wilson show? And I was like, well, you're no fun. Now, that being said, last night, Game 5 was fun for the Cavaliers. Did you look at last night as a game that could be that could re-energize this Cavs team and maybe help them steady the ship going into the rest of this series and beyond?
I did. Look, obviously, and we can talk about it, it's a really brutal road in the second round. But if they're going to win this series, if the Cavs are going to be competitive, if they're going to get to whatever their legitimate ceiling is, Donovan Mitchell has to be the guy, and he has to generate offense. And he has to generate offense when it's really hard to do. And he has not been good in the series, but his fourth quarter was outstanding and is obviously a huge part of the reason able to win that game and be on the brink of winning this series. I'm a maybe apologist, maybe believer, I don't know, in Evan Mobley, and that dude obviously came up really big with a huge block shot at the end of that game. So I do think it's a big step. Now it's got to transfer to consistency for Donovan, and it's got to transfer to this team being able to win on the road, because obviously that is even if you don't, you're going to have to do that when you play Boston. So the next game, good opportunity to keep the good vibes going.
Should we have more optimism after last night that this team can actually do something? Or is this just, you know, hey, they may beat the Magic and then that's about it?
I think that's about it. So look, I don't think they're going to beat Boston, but let me give you a recipe for it, because, and I know everybody knows this, but outstanding defensively, the Cavs are not great offensively. They don't generate enough offense. And especially in the playoffs, when defenses are better and teams are better and guys are more focused, you have to have somebody who can go get you buckets, and that person is Donovan Mitchell. And he's not been good in the series. He was great in the fourth quarter last night. He's not been good in the series. If you believe that that guy is still in there, if you don't believe that his shortcomings in the playoffs is just a part of his makeup from Utah and from last year, and there are people who do, that is a really good start. And then I think with Boston, right, if we're talking looking forward, the way you beat them is you play close games. They blow out so many teams. I think they're 14 or 14.5 point favorites against the Heat tonight. But if you really get into the numbers, and I can give them to you, but you could also just, your listeners could believe me, Jason Tatum is not good in clutch time at the end of games. And really close games the Celtics played this year, their net rating dropped from the third best in NBA history, and the best obviously this year, to 22nd when games were 3 points or closer, 5 minutes or less. So there's a world, Cleveland, Orlando, whoever, down the line, Knicks, Sixers, if that happens, where if you play the Celtics in close games, if you make it ugly, if you get physical, if you keep it close enough, if a Donovan Mitchell scores 45 to keep in the game, the Celtics might be able to beat themselves.
Bill Ryder, CBS Sports NBA Insider, Infinity Sports Network on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Focusing on this series, has anything surprised you or stood out specifically about the Cavs Magic series?
No, you don't know. I mean, it's actually gone exactly the way that I expected. Two really good defenses in Orlando in particular. So this is not a Cavs topic. I did not think Paolo Banchero was going to be that dynamic offensively because they have the exact same problem that the Cavs have. I think it's not a surprise. I think it has just reinforced for me that Cleveland is at a really interesting crossroads. As I'm sure you guys know, there's speculation out there that Donovan Mitchell might not want to be a Cav going forward after this year if things don't work out. I was so high on Cleveland last year. I thought they had a huge ceiling. This reinforces for the people who saw it differently that they just aren't able to get to the heights that they want to get to. What would have surprised me and what would have delighted me is if Cleveland had come out, if Donovan Mitchell had taken over the games the way we've seen Tyrese Maxey in some games or Brunson in some games or Kyrie Irving in some games and given his team enough offense, that this was a 4 or 5-game series. If Cleveland had just dispatched and disposed of Orlando, who is a young team and inexperienced, that would have surprised me and given me some confidence in Cleveland. What we've seen is obviously a bit of a knife fight, which we expected, but I don't think it's what you want if you're a Cavs fan.
Is J.B. Bickerstaff going to be back in Cleveland next year?
I don't know. It's a really good question. I think he is a really good coach. I do. And I can't pretend to have talked to Kobe Altman about this or anybody in that organization and got any kind of answer. I mean, I haven't talked to Kobe at all. So I don't know. But I do think that we're entering a time in the NBA, and actually I had a GM tell me this the other day. It's not my view. It's a GM's view. That the CBA is working to basically contract the distance between the bad teams and the good teams, or at least most of them. That you don't have a lot of margin for error. We're entering a new stage where there's a second apron that makes it really hard for teams to spend money. And so there's not going to be a lot of patience. And I think that if you're Cleveland, as easy as the East has felt this year in the playoffs, because everybody it feels like is injured, I think if you look at the East going forward, it's not going to be an easy place to navigate. Bucks are going to get healthy. The Sixers, I think, are in a transition year and they're going to be better next year. Orlando's obviously a team that's improving. The Knicks look really good, all those things. I think that if you go out in the first round, a coaching change is absolutely on the table.
So I guess I'll ask for those names. It's so funny because I don't necessarily want to think about those names today, but I think we all agree that not only do you have to win this series, but I think you have to make it look good against Boston for JB to be back at this point. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but like if they were to move on from JB, are there a series of names that are kind of the hot names this coaching cycle?
So the big name that's being attached to the Lakers, right, which is a pretty coveted, probably a coveted job, is Mike Budenholzer. J.J. Redick, I am told, is holding off on pushing the Charlotte situation forward because he wants other options, better options. I don't know if you think J.J. Redick's a hot name or not, and I agree with you, Nick. I think you have to give Boston a run for their money if you're Bickerstaff and you want to be back. And then I think you're going to see guys who might be fired. I know at least a couple executives who think Frank Vogel's a great coach and that if what went wrong with Phoenix is pinned on him, that could be a really good hire. And with the pieces and the parts Cleveland has, and I don't know if that's a sexy name to you and your listeners, but Vogel is an outstanding defensive coach. That is what Cleveland does really well. The guy's won an NBA championship. He came up as a guy in the tape room like Eric Spoelstra. So he's not Spoelstra, but he has a similar background in terms of how he sees the game. That's a name that's been put out there. But then it gets a little short because a lot of the guys that will be available otherwise are guys like Adrian Griffin and Darvin Ham, people who are or have been or will be fired likely, who were first-year head coaches. And I don't know to what degree those are ceiling raisers for a team like the Cavs that I can go either direction next year.
So as of right now, what's your Eastern Conference Finals matchup?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, Boston's such a coward's answer, but I want to give you the heat of Jimmy Butler in play. But I mean, it's Boston against the winner of Knicks Sixers, and I'm actually going to say that it's the Sixers. And maybe that'll prove to be wrong. I just think the massive pressure on New York, if Philly finds a way to win game six at home, when you go back then to the Garden for a game seven in this history, will be too much. So I'll go Sixers, Celtics.
Any team you think can actually disrupt and dislodge the Nuggets from a second straight title?
I don't think there is. I mean, I would say the Nuggets, but I don't think even the Nuggets can do it. So I'll say this. I think the Nuggets are going to make it, but I think the road is harder than I anticipated because I had real doubts, really because of their age and lack of experience in the Timberwolves and the Thunder. Obviously, T-Wolves are up next. They have the best defense in the NBA. I've said all year they're sort of a mirror of the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I was wrong because it turns out Anthony Edwards is some sort of Michael Jordan impersonator, and I think this is who he really is, this swagger, this confidence, this cold-blooded nature, and he's done it since Cat went down. He's back now to injury in the regular season. So I think that's a much tougher challenge. I think Denver will win, but if Anthony Edwards really is a future top 2-3 player in the NBA and a future MVP and a guy that's going to win titles and people around the league think that is the case, that's a tougher spell. That's a tougher series. And the Thunder are better than I thought, but they're not big enough and they're not experienced enough to beat Denver. So maybe Minnesota's the toughest challenge, but I think it's a pretty clear path for the Nuggets.
Bill, so there's a report out there that LeBron is not going to opt into this deal, which would make him a free agent this summer. Should we begin speculation? What do you think about where LeBron ends up?
So sort of. I mean, the report comes from Windhurst, and Wendy also said that he thinks he'll be a Laker. I'll say this. I think there is reason for very cautious optimism if you are a Cleveland Cavalier fan and you want LeBron to come back for a few reasons. The first is, and I think the most important, is that LeBron, to my view, has always been super honorable about playing out his contracts, but does not mind leaving teams in the lurch at all once his contract is up. It's not his problem if he decides it's not his problem. And that has coincided with teams planning on the presumption he would stay and then going somewhere else. He is always shocked in every place he's gone, to Miami, back to Cleveland, to the Lakers. So a surprise is certainly possible. The Lakers sources there, they think he's coming back. But people around the league will tell you that if he leaves, it's an if, we don't know. I don't think anybody knows. Golden State and Cleveland feel like the favorites. He's not going back to Miami. You could talk about some other places. So, yeah, I think there's a world where Cleveland is appealing to him. He loves that part of the country. He obviously has history. They are, I think, a better team than the Lakers. If LeBron is on one or the other, the Cleveland Cavaliers, in my opinion, are a better basketball team than the Lakers if LeBron is on either of them. And there's been some rumors that LeBron and the Lakers would like to go get Donovan Mitchell you don't have to go get him, and maybe Donovan Mitchell doesn't need to leave if LeBron comes to him.
So with that, I don't know how the hell you do it because I'm not going through all the cap shenanigans. If it's LeBron plus the current core four that they have, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, and Darius Garland, would you consider them to be the favorites in the East next year?
That's a great question. And you can do – that's the other big thing. What does LeBron want? Does he want money? Does he want legacy? Does he want to live in L.A.? Does he want to go back? I don't know what he wants. He can take less money. I mean, he can do that if he wants to chase rings. Would I consider them – no, I think I would – well, it depends what the Celtics do. I think I'd probably – my presumption is the Celtics are going to make the finals and lose to Denver in 6 or 7, but play really well in that series. And if that happens, then I will say the Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA, or at least in the Eastern Conference, heading into next year. But I think you would have a lot of teams that are in a two category, 2A, 2B, 2C. And I think Cleveland, I think the Sixers have a chance to make some interesting moves in the offseason. And that's probably where I would stop, maybe, if you believe in Milwaukee. I'm not a big Doc Rivers believer. But the Cavs jump up into a tier of teams that are championship contenders, even if they're not technically the best team in the Eastern Conference on paper.
Bill, great stuff as always, buddy, mostly because you agree with several things that I've said today, and you also said great question in my last question. So I'm personally fulfilled in this segment, so I'm very appreciative of you.
You know what? Let's embrace Ryder than you. I like it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Bill Ryder there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, Ryder than you. 10 a.m. to noon. He hates the name of the show, but he loves his show on the Infinity Sports Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.